Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. That theme music means Christy Bars is here. She is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we couldn't be more thrilled to welcome her. And she has also invited to the show today Derek Jagger. He is the Hastings YMCA Executive Director. Christy, another month of Chamber Chat. What the heck?
I know. Thanks for having both of us on today.
Thank you so much. So first of all, how are things at the Chamber? Are you opened up a little bit more as far as hours and things?
We are, yep. So we are doing, we're still at limited hours, but we are open from 9 to 3, Monday through Friday. And because it's still encouraged that employees work from home, we are just kind of doing a couple hours in at the office at a time and then a couple hours at home. So scheduled so that we're just one or maybe two of us at a time, but it's nice. It is really nice to be back in the office, let me tell you.
You know, isn't it weird? Our kids said the same thing about the days that they get to go into school with the hybrid schooling program, that they actually like going to school. And I was like, oh, I wish I could record this because it doesn't seem like those words would ever come out of children's mouths.
I did record that because I heard the same thing from my 9-year-old. I never thought that that would be possible. I think you don't know what you have until it's gone.
You know what? It is so true. Derek, how have you been? How are things at the Y, please?
They're picking up a little bit, so that's really nice to see. You know, just making the accommodations and doing what we can to make sure that our team members and our community is safe. So, you know, come on in, check us out, come back. There's a lot of cool stuff going on.
You know, I would assume that a lot of the cool stuff has continued to go on, and it's just a matter of getting people to feel comfortable, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and Mo, so Derek had the pleasure of not only being the executive director at the Y, but also the Chamber's board chair this past year.
And that's a pretty special position. I know that the board works very, very hard behind the scenes to make a lot of the things work. You mentioned your staff, Christy. You are a full-time employee, but you have your other two employees, don't they job share?
They do, yep. So they are both part-time and job share, and we really, because we're such a small staff, have our hands in everything. But the board takes direction from our membership as a whole, and they're really responsible for setting the direction or our goals for the year. And so I'm extremely blessed to have a strong board of community leaders, and Derek was the perfect board chair to have as we navigated this crisis this past year.
You know, Derek, I will say, and I've known you for a long time, there could be a fire next door and you would calmly lead us out the door. I would be running around like a chicken with my head cut off. But there are some people that are great in crises. And you're right, Christy, this was a good year for Derek to be the chair. So let's go back to the first part of the year when you do, or probably even a year ago when you're setting budgets and goals and different plans for the new year. Of course, nobody saw COVID coming. So what do you do then? I mean, you have to just throw it all up in the air and start over, or do you tweak what you have? Derek, what did the plans look like for the year versus what actually happened?
Yeah, well, you know, as Christy mentioned, for her being full-time and then having a small team, volunteers are extremely important in the chamber and in the direction that we go in supporting our community. So, you know, really dove into the year looking at how we can engage our volunteers, engage our businesses in helping us help them, right, in moving our business community forward. And that really just came to be even more needed as COVID happened, you know, not long after the new year started, as we tried to figure out how are we going to manage as an organization through all of this. So I think really just continuing our idea of having businesses be involved in the community, be involved in things that are important to them, and, you know, speaking out and, you know, not just being involved and engaged in the goings on of what's happening. And as I said, it definitely makes a difference as you go into this. As you know, businesses are challenged in every way possible right now. So the more we can pull together as a chamber and a business community, the better off it's going to be for all of us. So, you know, a lot of dreaming about what that can look like and engaging, but then really got that put to the test as we move forward.
Absolutely.
So, and of course, with, you know, challenges that we never even could even imagine, you know, we used to think that rain on Rivertown days
was a
the
big
worst thing that could happen. And now it's like, you know, where do you go? How do you do that?
But Christy, that's right.
As an organization.
That was the big talk of Rivertown Days, 2019 was the big rainstorm.
Oh, and that was one of the biggest tragedies that I had encompassed as a president. I mean, I wasn't here during the 2008 recession, so my predecessor had a lot of things with the economy to deal with. But yeah, rain was the big challenge until this year.
So when you are working as a board, do you set the agenda for the year of what you hope to accomplish? How does it all work, and how many members are on the Chamber of Commerce board, please?
We have 12 members that represent our membership as a whole on the board, and we actually have a 3-year plan with the 4 overarching goals, and they're all focused on the business community. So they're really focused on engaging our members. Like Derek said, Derek has been huge about getting members to be involved, and not just involved as in showing up for events, but involved in advocating for what is going to be best for their business and providing us the feedback so that we can advocate to our elected officials for policies that will make sense for a business to run properly. And so that's kind of the number one goal. And then we focus on economic development. So we want to be a supporting role and supporting organization in economic development and partner with the city on that. And then we want to make sure that we continue our efforts for tourism and be a top tourist destination in the state. And then the fourth one was to host Rivertown Days. So as you can imagine, those goals shifted quite a bit. But to Derek's point, I have never seen our membership be more vocal and more engaged in advocating for themselves and their fellow business communities like I have in 2020. And that's kind of what we've been pushing for a long time. And it was so great to see everyone step up and speak for themselves and be willing to let the chamber kind of take the lead on some of those advocacy efforts.
Well, tell us some examples of that, please. I think that's fascinating, and it's so great to hear.
Well, first of all, just in our general survey, our surveys, when we would send them out, would typically get about a 15% response, and they skyrocketed to 60-75% of our members responding. But where I saw it the most is when we started doing our small business calls. They're now called small business sounding boards on Fridays. We would have our business owners talk about really challenging, really emotional topics, mm-hmm. and they would be talking to our elected officials that could possibly do something about it. And so we saw more and more participation in that, which was fantastic and tough to do, but they stepped up and did it. And then we also saw, you know, when we asked, okay, would a business grant program benefit you? They said yes, and then they were not only willing to just say yes, they were willing to write letters to city council members and to county commissioners to explain how that grant program would help them. So those are a couple of the examples that we had seen a little bit before, but really saw in full force in 2020.
So Derek, I know that you and Christy have been intimately involved in many of the businesses, and you know a lot of the business people in Hastings. But what sets, I think, the Y apart, and certainly the chamber, is you are not business owners. What can you tell about the tenacity and the perseverance and the qualities that it takes to be a business owner, period, but especially during this time period?
Obviously, it's not an easy job. It's not an easy job to have when things are not going crazy like they are now. So as I do, and Christy and collaborating with others is just really the key. and being a part of a community, right? I think that's a huge piece of our job as the chamber, is to create that community, not only just within the businesses, but, you know, bring everybody together in our community, as we all have a say in our economic development in our communities. So, you know, I think that's just been the real key to this, and the strength. And, you know, the communities that can pull together are the ones that are going to survive and make it through this. And that's, you know, what we've been really pushing and really trying to do. And as Christy had some great examples of just the willingness to do that, and some of the examples that we can now share of how that works and how that can make us stronger. And coming from my standpoint, as a running a YMCA, you know, I can't be as strong. I'm only as strong as my community, and I need strong businesses to be able to donate back to our organization. And we need strong businesses so people live and thrive here, and, you know, can be a part of our organization, much like all of our businesses. So, you know, that's really key as we continue to move through this. And obviously, it's not over. So it's going to be a lot more leadership that's needed through the chamber and other organizations to make this happen.
You know, also, you did some great things during the summer with the meal program. Explain that, please.
Sure. We were able to partner with Loaves and Fishes and an organization called Sheridan Stories, and do a couple different type of food distributions. But, you know, I think we gave out over 8,000 meals this summer, over 10,000 sandwich bags along with that. You know, what we get from the organizations we've been working with is they didn't know there was a need like that in Hastings or in communities like Hastings. And, you know, it really draws attention to how everybody is struggling out there, business owners and everybody included. And we just saw a lot of people that were, you know, like us, that had fallen on hard times and maybe hadn't had to reach out for some food before. So, and we are actually going to be able to host another round of this here starting this week, and provide more meals. So it's been good.
Well, tell us about that, please. I didn't know that.
I didn't tell you yet, Mo. That's why. but Hada, so we're going to be back partnering with Sheridan Story. So they have non-perishable food meals that people will be able to pick up during our open hours. And as soon as I get my delivery this week, hopefully tomorrow, we'll be able to offer that again, and they'll just be available for pickup for anybody who's in need, no questions asked.
And did that come out of something that was a request?
Well, we just really put focus on knowing that there's a need around food to continue to try to make these partnerships go, to be able to help in our community. So when it came up, we jumped on it.
Well, it's pretty nice. And that's the kind of feeling that you see everywhere, isn't it, Christy? Just people doing what they can do to help push the economy forward, help those around them, and then we're all stronger.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Derek's been a huge advocate for the chamber being a convener in the community, and I think it's largely because the Y has been so good at taking on that role in many communities, but especially in Hastings. And so it's been great under his leadership to see the chamber pull large parties together, like the school district and the city, and to talk about how we can market the community as a whole, and you know, and to bring together our realtors and the city on how we can really work on our gaps within housing and stuff like that. And so that's been really great to have him push the chamber forward in that role, because it's been very successful.
So all good things must come to an end, Derek. You are the outgoing president of the Y board. What exactly does that mean for you now and in the future?
So I believe this is my 7th year. Math, right? So that just means that someone else has stepped into the board chair role, and I will stay on as a past chair for this next year, and just help as part of the executive team and the board continue on helping, and then I will transition off at the end of the next year. So it's hard to believe how fast 7 years goes.
No kidding. And I really see the Y and the Chamber continuing to partner on a lot of initiatives that's been really successful, even not having Derek on the board. It will be a big loss when he does transition off, but I see our two organizations working together to advance the community like we have.
You know, and Christy, I don't think that there is this much synergy in other cities with different organizations. I just think Hastings is so special like that.
I would agree. Yeah, I would absolutely agree. I think people have more than ever realized the benefits of partnering, but I feel that here in Hastings, we were already making those, the ball was already rolling, and so it just made it that much easier when we were in crisis to come together. And I do want to just quickly promote before we end, Mo, we have started a new marketing campaign, and it's called Let's Ride This Wave Together, and it's a lot about what we're talking about right now. But it's a huge reminder to everyone within the community that to keep our local economy strong, we really need to focus on shopping local. That's the best thing that we can do for our businesses right now. And then to keep our neighbors and the health of that business safe, to just follow the safety precautions. And you know, not everybody loves to wear a mask, but the mask is not the villain. Coronavirus is the villain.
Oh.
So if you want to, make sure that you're not going to put a business at risk, we just want to make sure everyone is following safety guidelines and keeping their money local.
Absolutely. Those are great, great pieces of advice. And again, you know, the businesses are doing all they can do to keep you safe. So let's keep them safe. Let's follow the guidelines that are in place. Businesses haven't put them in place necessarily,
right.
But you know, we're all just trying to get through this together. So what is it? Ride the wave.
Yep, let's ride this wave together. We had to incorporate the Raider.
Oh, I think
it's permission, of course.
Yes, of course. I think it's wonderful. What a great slogan and what a great way to approach this. Derek, I know that you're going to do a smooth transition to the next person, and I think that will be great that you can bridge that continuity there with the other people that are coming on the board and taking over as the president, because this has been such a weird, unprecedented year, and we thank you for all that you've done. Christy, I can't thank you enough. I hear your name so often when people talk about how they have been helped in this community, and the Chamber has done such a great job, but you in particular have really never missed an opportunity to get involved in something if you thought it would help the cause of business in Hastings. So thank you for that on behalf of KDWA Business. It's just really been so fun to watch. And yes, we will ride this wave together, and I look forward to seeing what the future holds, right?
Yes.
Thank
yeah.
you
thank
so
you for
much.
Doing this Chamber Chat. This monthly Chamber Chat is one of my favorite parts of the month.
Oh, I'm going to keep that for my performance appraisal. Anyway, thank you so much. Derek Jagger, he is the YMCA of Hastings Executive Director, and Christy Bars, President of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. This show is called Chamber Chat, and you are listening to another edition on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.